Well, I've got a runner and a helper. How are the two of you doing?
Well, you can see.
I'm doing good, yeah. This year, somehow this time, it's a little bit harder because I have two shin splints on my both legs. So, but I mean, you've had them since the beginning of this. Almost.
Halfway through the first day, almost in the beginning of the second day.
Yeah, but still, I mean, this time somehow I accept everything. Like, I just trying to go through it.
You were here last year, though, right?
No, 2 years ago.
Oh, 2 years ago, and you did the sixth day.
Yeah, the sixth day.
But this year you wanted to do the 10-day.
No, this is also sixth day.
Okay. So what is the difference between 2 years ago and this time?
Everything is different. Everything. Like, I remember first time, yeah, it was difficult for me. I don't know, like, to accept some pain or some injuries. And somehow this time I'm happy. I'm just trying to not to think about it and just do what I can do.
And no expectation.
expectation. Yeah, but it's easier. Even emotionally, it's easier. Everything is different. Like, and I enjoy it even more, like, more consciously.
Where does the enjoyment come from? What? How do you describe this enjoyment?
It's
exhaustion. So you become brainless.
No, like, you know, it's, you cannot explain this. I don't know. It's sometimes you cannot run. I cannot run, and I can walk only. But I can still stay happy. I'm looking, you know, the trees, flowers, birds, and of a sudden, such a joy comes into you. And you know, you cannot tell it to people, like, you have shin splint and you're smiling and you have so much joy and happiness. It's like, yeah, but it's true. This is, yeah, it's difficult to explain, actually, why is it. But, and also, yeah, self-transcendence. It's about self-transcendence. You always get a lot of joy because, you know, not a lot of people can start on start position.
Sorry, not many people can do what?
They not many people can. How should I say? Can start on start line and do it.
Oh,
people can actually come to the
race. And this is, you know, this decision to do this. It's already self-transcendence, and you get, like, I mean, I get a lot of satisfaction because it's self-transcendence already. You know, to come here. To make all these preparations and everything, and yeah, it's great.
Propti, you are here for the first time as well, but you're on the sidelines, and you're having a different kind of experience with this gal of yours.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because, you know, for all the years that these races have been going on, I've never come to see them, I've never come to help, I've never wanted to be around them because I think I was terrified of them, because when I really thought about it, it was overwhelming and I couldn't relate to it, and it was just crazy, and it was like, whatever, that's what they're doing and I'm not doing that. But somehow I kind of got inspired to come this year and help, and I have to say I'm hooked. It's awesome. There's nothing like it. It's
what's so awesome about it? I mean, you got to be tired, it's cold. Today is nice, but...
Well, for one, it's a nice holiday from work, but I think the thing that's for me that just, like, moves me almost to tears sometimes is, you know, you see, like, when you're here day after day helping the runners, you see at every moment on some level what they're going through. And sometimes they'll be just flying. They'll be running so fast. And it's, like, effortless, you know. It's so beautiful to watch. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, there's some kind of a problem. They whatever it is, whatever kind of thing they're struggling with, all of a sudden, and they're practically paralyzed, and they're just dragging themselves around the track, hardly able to walk. And they'll continue on for 6 or 8 hours. And then next time you look at the track, they're running again. And it goes on like this cycle, like this, for day after day. And it's so incredibly, how can I say, it's so moving. Because, see, now I'm getting emotional about it. No, but it's so inspiring. It's like this whole idea of self-transcendence, of never giving up. I'm getting really emotional about it.
Sorry.
But it's really great.
Now, you see all these other runners, but right beside you now is this young lady from Belarus. And so you get a really, really close look. You're just that far from being out here yourself. Your job helping her, though, I mean, do you ever sleep yourself? How do you guys work it?
To tell you the truth, the first night, by midnight, I had a couple of blisters. And I'm just a helper, running back and forth between her table and the, you know, whatever she needed. I totally had blisters, so I had to get my mindset, okay, this is going to be a big workout. And I had to put the glide stuff on my toes and the tape and get myself ready so I could survive the 6 days. And I have to really, it's like the helper almost needs a helper. I'm serious. It's full time. It's really full time work. If you really want to try to give the runner, because you don't really know what they need, you just try to always be there to offer them some support.
Now, Tallulah, right?
Ratuja,
sorry. Will you ever have another helper again, or would you like to fire and send her back to Ottawa?
And you didn't get it?
Having Propty here, yeah, has obviously helped you. I mean, I was just joking. I mean, it makes a big difference to have somebody like that who's willing to go the distance and get blisters themselves to help you.
I'm sorry, I don't get it. I think she doesn't understand the question.
Having her is a big help.
Yeah, of course. I mean, she's a great help. You know, everybody tells me, like, all my Russian friends, they're asking me, where did you find such a great helper?
And they call me a foreigner. The Russians are calling me a foreigner. I'm from, like, North America. It's funny.
It's very important to have a helper, you know. It's so much, such great support on the race when somebody, you know, can always give you what you need. And it's,
Now, we're 2 days away. Are you looking forward to Saturday, both of you, or are you going to be sad, happy, somewhere in between? What's the prediction when Saturday comes?
It's pity that it's over.
And for you?
You know, it's funny, earlier today I had that same feeling. I was standing watching everybody go by, and I'm like, wow, only another day and a half, day and a half of this madness.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.